You ever just stop and think, like really think, about what reality actually is?
I mean, it's something we all experience, right?
It is. What if we're not seeing the whole picture?
That's what we're diving into today.
Exactly. Today's deep dive is all about exploring the nature of reality and consciousness.
And we've got a pretty interesting source to work with.
We do. It's an audio excerpt titled Energy Condensed.wav.
Sounds pretty technical.
It is. But stick with me, it gets pretty wild. It basically takes a simple weather report
Okay.
and turns it into this mind-blowing statement about energy, vibration, and consciousness.
I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
So the excerpt starts by saying that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. What do you think about that?
Well, it really challenges our everyday perception of the world, doesn't it? We look around and see solid objects, but if
Correct.
we zoom in, way in, to the atomic level, we see that everything is in constant motion.
It's all just energy vibrating at different frequencies.
Exactly. And the frequency of that vibration determines whether something appears as a solid, a liquid, or a gas.
Like my coffee cup here. It seems solid, but it's really just a bunch of energy vibrating at a slow frequency.
Right. And the air we breathe, that's energy vibrating at a much higher frequency.
So if everything we perceive as physical is actually just energy, where does consciousness fit into all of this?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it?
It is. And the excerpt throws out another thought-provoking statement.
Yeah.
We are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively.
Ooh, now that's a head scratcher.
It is. What do you make of that?
Well, if we accept the premise that everything is energy, maybe consciousness is a fundamental property of that energy.
So, like, instead of individual consciousnesses, we're all tapping into a single universal consciousness.
It's a possibility. And our individual experiences, our thoughts, feelings, perceptions, all that stuff, that would be the subjective part, the way we each experience that unified consciousness.
So we're all connected, like on some deeper level.
That's what the excerpt seems to be suggesting. Now, I know this might all sound a bit far out there.
It definitely pushes the boundaries.
It does. But even if we just entertain these ideas as possibilities, it opens up some really interesting questions about how we view ourselves and the world around us.
No kidding. And things get even more intense when the excerpt goes on to say, there is no such thing as death.
I know, right? Talk about a bold statement.
What do you think the excerpt is getting at with this statement?
Well, maybe it's not meant to be taken literally.
You mean our bodies still die?
Of course, our physical bodies have a natural life cycle. But what if consciousness, that energy that makes us who we are, what if that doesn't just disappear?
So, like, it transforms.
Exactly. Remember how we were talking about different frequencies of vibration? Maybe death is just a transition to a different vibrational state, a different form of existence.
And that ties into the next line in the excerpt. Life is only a dream.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does. What is real if life is just a dream?
Well, maybe it's pointing to the idea that our perceived reality, the way we experience the world, is ultimately a construct of our own minds.
So we create our own reality.
In a way, yes. Think about how our senses filter information, how our beliefs shape our perceptions, how our thoughts influence our emotions.
You're saying it's all subjective.
To a large extent, yes. We each experience the world through our own unique lens, but, and this is important, we're also influencing each other's realities all the time.
So it's a shared dream.
Kind of like a collective tapestry woven from our individual experiences and perceptions.
But we're the ones holding the needle.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final and possibly the most mind-blowing statement in the excerpt. And we are the imagination of ourselves.
What do you make of that?
It's like it's saying that we have the power to imagine ourselves into being. Our thoughts, our beliefs, our intentions, they all contribute to shaping who we are and the reality we experience.
So we're not just passive observers.
Not at all. We're active participants in creating our own realities. It's a powerful concept, isn't it?
It is. So what are we supposed to do with this information? How do we apply this to our lives?
Well, if we really internalize this idea that our thoughts and beliefs have the power to shape our reality, it changes everything. It means we have a responsibility to become conscious creators, to choose our thoughts and beliefs carefully, knowing that they're not just happening in our heads, they're literally shaping our world.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is, but it's also incredibly empowering because it means that we have the potential to imagine a better future for ourselves, for our communities, for the whole planet. What kind of world do we want to live in? What kind of people do we want to be? It starts with our imagination.
It's like a call to action, a call to become conscious creators.
Exactly.
And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive for today.
But the exploration doesn't have to end here.
Right, this is just the beginning. If you're intrigued by these ideas, I encourage you to delve deeper, explore different perspectives, and most importantly, start imagining the reality you want to create.
Because the power to do so lies within each and every one of us.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
Keep questioning and keep imagining.